The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. We're going to chat with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota this hour, about his opponent's landowner Bill of Rights. Give him a chance to address that topic on yesterday's program. We're going to chat with Kathy Nesset, who is, of course, from Nesset Consulting Services, and also will be the host for the North Dakota Petroleum Council 1 Million Barrels, 1 Million Thanks event next week, Wednesday in Tioga. Find out about that. And more of your calls, your questions, and your comments on the program we call What's On Your Mind. A lot of ways to weigh in. Facebook. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can just pick up the phone. Todd and I love hearing from you at 800-228-0550. And Jerry and Pembina holding over from last hour. Don and Bismarck, Don and Minot, and then we're going to get to Commissioner Goring. So, hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yes, on the hours of service, the way they've got this set up now, ever since the DOT started revising this, they've just thrown more and more hindrances and complicated lives for us really badly. We used to be able to drive 5 on, 4 off. We'd get into a place where it'd take 3.5, maybe 4 hours to get loaded. We could log that as off-duty time. Now, that goes on to your day of driving. So, in other words, you've just lost 3.5, 4 hours of driving that day because of a long load time. And then you go to unload, say you've got a short trip and you've got to unload, and it takes you 3 hours. There's 7 hours out of your day, okay? Which is nice, except you've only got 7 hours to work, which means at best you're going to make maybe 400 miles. Now then, before we used to be able to make that so we could make 550 to 650 miles a day, just no problems. But everything that the DOT has done since they started fooling with the hours of service has been absolutely counterproductive. You know, you take a lot of us that have been out here. Now, I've got a 4.2 million mile safe driving record. I've got 4.5 million miles in one of these things, well over 30 years. And every time I turn around, I've got some young punk coming along, looking at my logbook like I'm some kind of criminal. Now, I'm just trying to make a living the best way I can. And this 10 hours off, your 14 hours, it's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Now, I consider myself what you call a senior transportation logistical refrigeration guidance technician, which means I drive a reefer. But I'm a night driver, primarily.
Not anymore.
I would rather drive at night any day of the week because I see better at night. I don't like the bright to begin with. And they've got this whole thing. When you've got a 3.5 to 4 hour sleep cycle after, you know, 20 some odd years, damn near 30 years, and then they turn around and say to you, well, you got to take 10 hours off now. And I'm looking at them saying, how do I do that?
Yeah, we're going to put you down. We're going to put you down in the nuts camp, Jerry. You explained it very well and appreciate the advice very much. Thanks for calling today. Got to keep rolling here just because we're tight for time. But well explained, put it that way. I think a good perspective. Donald and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind?
Yes, I'd like to point out a few things about the income tax and the IRS that don't get mentioned much. 47% of us don't pay that, which makes kind of a case to get rid of this thing and go to some other method. I'd like to suggest a national sales tax. Another feature of this thing, or an outcome of having it, is in the past, a number of administrations have used it as a weapon against dissidents. If you're doing something that the administration doesn't like, they'll have you audited.
Well, that's obviously what's going on now with this current debate. Do you believe they lost the emails in this period in question? You buying that, Donald?
No, it reeks. There's a lot of smoke there.
But, absolutely. Donald, do me a favor. Call back another time. We can talk about what would be a better system when we have more time, because it'd be a fun project to explore. Appreciate that. Don in Minot, before we get to our guest, go ahead.
Yeah, on this IRS thing, if they really want to find out what happened with these hard drives, call the day-to-day technicians and find out exactly when the hard drives crashed and exactly what crashed on the hard drives. Not everything on a hard drive crashes.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, I thought if the IRS did pull this off, they're doing something most criminals can't do, right? But wipe something completely clean. It just seems a little bizarre to believe. I completely agree with you.
There's companies out there that have got multi-million-dollar businesses that do nothing but recover hard drives.
Sure.
Give them the hard drive and say, find out whatever data you can on this hard drive and give it to us.
Don, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We want to make sure we got those calls in because they were held over from last hour. Our guest, Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner in the great state of North Dakota, is here to join us on the program today and conversation about whether or not we need a landowner bill of rights here in the legislature. Ultimately, the legislature would be the one that would make the case for that. And we had Doug's opponent in the upcoming November election on yesterday, Ryan Taylor, the Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner. So we wanted to give Doug a chance to address some of these issues as well. Good morning, Mr. Goring. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Wonderful. Let's start just with the overall premise of whether or not, we've got it right. The balance is right now between, landowner property rights, issues there with the surface owner versus the companies doing the business. What's your take on whether or not we need additional provisions in place to deal with these issues?
Well, we always need to continue to work to enhance those communications between those operators and our landowners out there. We have continued to do that. That's been one of my focuses for a number of years, ever since I've been here. The other side of this coin, though, is you're right. It is a legislative issue. The legislature creates the law. We operate within the confines of the law or the intent of the law and make sure that we develop those rules and regulations. We do it in my department. We got like over 105 programs in the Ag Department alone, but about 90% of those are regulatory in nature and manner, and you have to make sure you develop the rules or develop those rules and regulations that stay within the intent of how the law was written, because you'll come under the scrutiny of the legislature when you're doing so. And it applies in everything else that we do, whether it's on the Industrial Commission and we're dealing with oil and gas rules. You can go so far, but you cannot cross that line. And when the legislature deals with bills, there's many reasons why they may not actually approve something, pass it, because there's other ways to deal with it. And I know looking at some of these things with the setbacks that were suggested, every permit right now is considered on its own merits, including setbacks. And a one-size-fits-all approach can create its own problems. It can fragment ag land, wildlife habitat, longer pipeline easements. And for the most part, it doubles and triples that footprint on the prairie. And that's been one of the things I've been after for a long time. Look at multi-well pads, minimizing an impact to the landscape. And the other thing it would do is it would start to disrupt our energy corridor concept, trying to congregate, aggregate, and move some things into areas where we have less activity out there in the landscape. I mean, right now we're only using less than 1% of that entire unit for an agricultural or for a well and energy operations out there. Geez, I'm just glad we aren't like where we were, two, three, four, five decades ago, or Oklahoma and Texas, and you have a well on every 40 to 80 acres.
There comes to a right to private, the space that, that tenant, which he told us about yesterday, you're saying essentially you do that on a case by case basis right now. So it's already being done.
Yes.
All right.
That was one of the bills.
Let's go through a couple others here. The other one he mentioned was, he calls it a right to safety and talks about pipelines not being regulated by the PSC and requiring flow meters and pressure cutoff switches on gas and liquid transmission lines. Is that a good idea?
Well, it's a good idea when you're talking about something that's not working right, you need to shut it down. But to actually try to monitor if you have a leak, that's a little bit of a problem. In fact, it's not going to work because this equipment technology is not sensitive enough to really measure small leaks that we're seeing. Pinholes and pencil-sized leaks, when you're talking about the type of flow that's going through that line and the pressures, you're just not going to get it. Right now, what we've done and went back to was mechanical pressure testing. You pressurize that line over a 24-hour period. If the pressure drops off, guess what? You've just identified a leak. But the technology just isn't there right now to actually measure those large volumes moving through, because if you can only measure to a half a percent and you're running several thousand barrels of liquid through that line a day, you could be missing 10 barrels a day and not even know it. Well, 10 barrels would be significant over a period of time. So pressure testing these has seemed to be the best way right now to do that, but we're certainly looking at trying to address this issue. And
hold that thought, if you would, Doug. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner, our guest on the program. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The hour, and we continue on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. Doug Goring joining us, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. We'll chat with Doug about a proposal from his opponent in the November election. The Democratic candidate, Ryan Taylor, has put forward a landowner bill of rights. We talked to Ryan Taylor yesterday, and wanted to give Doug a chance to address some of these issues. Any questions or comments for Doug, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. I just want to go through a couple other of these that he specifically mentioned, and the other was the reclamation issue, extending to private landowners the same protections afforded to land use on public lands as established by the state land board. Is it needed? What do you make of that proposal?
Some of the toughest reclamation rules in the country, and a good example is look at the Mottawa Trail. We have 26 plugged wells on the Mottawa Trail, and there's not one that can be identified when people go hiking and traveling on in that particular area. I think it's kind of interesting that those that accuse, and especially a lot of the activists, are saying that we're not doing anything, go out there and tell. Try to find all those plugged wells that have been reclaimed in the state of North Dakota. There's several thousand, and most of the time they can't. There's a few areas that if they have a map, they can go right to it, look around, and kind of figure out, whoa, yeah, I think this might be it. I just think it's really interesting, though, that when Mr. Taylor was minority leader in the Senate, he never even introduced anything. He didn't say anything about this. He seems to have some great hindsight, but there's really no leadership on this issue until he's running for ag commissioner. It seems like he needs to be running for legislature if you're talking about bills. But you know, that's
we did spend a lot of time yesterday talking about it. You know, is everything he's proposed have been discussed one way or another in the legislature, and it went, you know, thumbs down. My question, I think, was, so, you know, how do you get the, you know, are you going to make the case differently than has been done in the past? The only one he mentioned that that would be outside the legislative purview was transparency. We're talking about full view of the public, on recorded meetings and whatnot. What do you make of it? You know, obviously you're saying there's not enough transparency. What do you say to that?
Well, we're printing our and making available our minutes to the Industrial Commission meeting. I know that a few reporters even asked me about this, and they said, but you guys have been at every one of those meetings. Public's always at every one of those meetings, and there are no other meetings beside that. And they kind of chuckle, and they say, well, yeah, I guess we have been. We're aware when the Industrial Commission has all those meetings. A couple of them even asked if we're printing our and posting our minutes. And I said, as far as I know, we are. And a few of them, while we're on the phone, actually checked out, and they said, oh, yeah, your minutes are on the North Dakota Industrial Commission's website. So they're there, they're made available. I guess the other one I thought was kind of odd was the whole issue about the mediation program, that we're going to take and do something more with mediation. I guess he forgot when 4 years ago that bill actually went through the legislature, and the legislature broadened the scope of the program, and it's like no other mediation program in the country. We now have the ability to go in and do something on landowner issues when it comes to surface damages, royalties, mineral rights, access, pipeline easements. There's no other program in the country that operates like ours. And I'm just proud that the legislature and so many others stepped up to support that, because now we can do more on behalf of our landowners out there when they're dealing with operators and some of these issues. And it's really helped us. We've had 40 cases. Our success rate is extremely high, and people love the program, and we've had well over a couple hundred inquiries about it. So it's a great voluntary program. It's put in place for those seeking a solution, and we've been able to do quite a bit with it, and I'm proud of it.
A listener is inquiring about an issue that came up yesterday, saying, can you ask Doug if he's going to do a debate with Ryan Taylor at the state fair? We cannot get an answer out of him. I don't know who we is here. Is that the Northwest Landowners Association? I think that's what
it probably is. And I had told him at that time and a while back that my schedule has been full throughout the year between campaigning and my statutory and constitutional duties. There's some things I just can't miss, and I have already got it in the schedule. I don't know how I'm going to be able to make that. I've tried to get a hold of Troy, and he's not been picking up my calls when I've tried calling and talking to him about it. But right now, I'm across the state on one day and across the state on the other day. I may have a total of a whole 45 minutes to stop in there, and that's still not going to work. And it's just complicated during silly season, as we know, because campaigning is going on, and it seems like everybody wants to pull you this direction or that direction, but I still have duties as Ag Commissioner with over 80 different committees and boards and task force.
But obviously, you're going to debate your opponent. A matter of scheduling getting it scheduled
as we get,
and mutually agreeable date, I would assume you plan on debating, right?
Yes. During the spring and summer, we are so busy around here, just trying to get things going in the same direction and make sure that we have follow-through and we're meeting all those obligations that I have in my job. That's what I'm really trying to do. But right now, it looks like the middle of summer here is not going to work as well as closer to fall. I've been able to clear more of my fall, and it looks like that's going to work a whole lot better to do debates.
We had an email yesterday after your opponent was on suggesting that he was trying to drive a wedge between ag. And I didn't know if that meant a wedge between ag and oil or a wedge between ag groups themselves. Do you agree with that? And if you do, explain it.
Yeah, I believe he is. When you start to look at some of the comments that have been made, you look at some of these things that are going on, fear-mongering, doomsdayers, doom and gloomers. It wasn't so long ago, I remember having too many conversations in our rural communities where we had out-migration. We had limited services on Main Street. Quality of life was going down because you couldn't get certain health care and certain services in our communities. Now we have this resurgence, and yes, we have some challenges, but it's so great to see the activity out there because now I have people saying, you know what, my kids are staying here to have a job and a career in North Dakota. Some are coming back. I've had classmates that have been gone for 30 years that are now coming back to North Dakota because they have opportunities here. And when you start to set this up and take it as a political issue and trying to drive this wedge between ag and energy, we coexist rather well. And it's a matter of smoothing out some of those wrinkles. It's a matter of addressing some of the issues and enhancing communications, because a lot of times we're just not on the same page understanding where each other's coming from, understanding that there are constitutional rights to develop those minerals, but we need to do that by minimizing the impact. We need to mitigate that risk. We need to continue to respect where the landowner's at on some issues, and then let's work to get pipelines in the ground. Let's work to build up this infrastructure. I mean, right now the state of North Dakota is putting billions of biennium into building roads, and the railroad is putting hundreds of millions every year into building up the infrastructure that we need in the railroad system, and it's going to benefit North Dakota greatly. And I like the fact that recently we've had BNSF come out and say they're going to put 500 more locomotives into the system and 5,000 more grain cars. That's going to help us as we get into the next harvest season and beyond.
Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner, no doubt, as we told Mr. Taylor, we'll be discussing these issues and more plenty of times between now and November, and have you back. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the time.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Kathy Nesset will tell us about a great North Dakota Petroleum Council event in Tioga Wednesday. 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks when we come back on the program.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour. Why? What's wild?
Well, I thought maybe you were taking your government-mandated nap there for a minute there. I thought I was going to have to jump in. I was getting worried there.
The radio naps?
Yeah, you know, 90 minutes on, 30 minutes off. Is that what we're doing?
I see. All right. Here's a call. We're waiting for Kathy Nesbitt from Nesbitt Consulting Services to tell us about all the events happening next Wednesday for the 1 million barrel, 1 million thanks event in Tioga. Some calls came in during our conversation with Doug Goring on different topics. Let's play a couple of those.
Hi, concerning the IRS, could you please play that clip of Obama saying there isn't a smidgen of corruption? I'd love to hear that. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, we talked earlier about this IRS hearing that's going on the lost emails, which wouldn't mean any corruption, right? And I think he's talking about that famous Bill O'Reilly interview. And, you know, since you asked.
There's no corruption there at all. No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually.
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
of
the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
But no mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay.
See, you ask, and, you know, we go to work for you. We get her done. Ask and you shall receive, ladies and gentlemen. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another one came in during the break with a comment.
Yes, regarding the income tax and the IRS, I would like to point out that 47% of us don't pay that, so that as a matter of fairness and equity and what, we should go to some other method. I'd like to suggest a national sales tax that would replace the income tax, that would remove this thing that can be used as a weapon against dissidents. And one final shot here. The income tax was never prophesied. The amendment that supposedly makes this thing was never properly ratified. A book has been written about this. The title of the book, The Law That Never Was. And Brett Beckman, I believe, wrote it. The Law That Never Was. A plug for the fair tax. the end.
All right. And as I mentioned to an earlier caller, you know, you're giving us a couple of suggestions here for future programs. So that would be one we'll put in that camp for sure. All right. Let's see what Karen in Fargo has to say. You're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, a new reason why I'm glad that North Dakota is pulling in lots of oil, which, of course, is also called Texas tea, is that Iraq is getting captured by our enemies of us who would like to destroy us, and that means that they have some more oil there, they have some more money.
Well, I think your point is a very good one, Karen, in the sense that we are wrestling with a tragic situation in Iraq right now, and I don't think enough people connect what you're talking about, and that is our national security interest with the increasing amount of energy production that's happening here. Because we started the week, you know, with the news that we'd officially hit the 1 million barrel mark. And I asked the listeners, Todd and I tossed this out and said, hey, if you had to pick all the things that are benefits from that, what would you put number one on the list? And folks talked about jobs and the economy and everything else. And I said, you know what I'd put? I'd put national security. Because how many American lives have been expended because somewhere when we're doing the pluses and minuses is the need to not have a major disruption in the oil supply overseas because of some conflict. So you're exactly right. Couldn't agree anymore, and appreciate the call, Karen. Thanks. Our guest, Kathy Nesset, is on the line to talk about just that, the 1 million barrel event, and 1 million thanks scheduled for Nesset Consulting Services in Tioga on Wednesday of next week. Kathy, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you.
Nice to have you back, and boy, have you got a wonderful event along with the North Dakota Petroleum Council planned for Wednesday in Tioga. We've been talking to folks about circling it on their calendar and being part of it, but wanted to give you a chance to tell everybody the many reasons to come up to Tioga on Wednesday. What are you most excited about in this lineup?
I'm most excited about, in the lineup, I think the air show. The Texas Flying Legends Museum will be putting on a spectacular air show, as will Peach Aviation. So we have the epitome of the celebration will be to tie, our flying museum and the legends into, you know, the freedom that they attained back in World War II and how that relates to the energy freedom that we are creating by hardworking roughnecks and oil men and women today.
No kidding. That's, by the way, at 11:30. And then, as I understand, all those iconic World War II birds will be on display out at the Tioga Airport after, so you can see them in the air and on the ground, right?
Both. That's correct, Scott. We'll have a static exhibit out at the Tioga Airport after the show.
What a neat deal. And speaking of the airport, I've really been encouraging folks who hear about the Bakken every day, read about, you know, see news stories and hear about it, but actually, you know, nothing like seeing it firsthand. What a perfect opportunity with a free flight over the area. Talk a little bit about what you're planning there.
We do. We have we'll have two aircraft here that we'll be providing free of charge, about a 10-15 minute air tour of the area, so you can see a rail yard, see a drilling site from the air, and just get the aerial view of this region. It's just spectacular to get a different perspective, and it's one more way that we, as in the oil industry and member companies of the Petroleum Council, can give back and say thank you to the public.
I love that. So free air tours, so they'll take place from noon until 3. You're also doing shuttles out to North Dakota's first oil well, which you have chronicled well in your new NASA Consulting Services headquarters there in Tioga in the way of newspaper clippings and photos and whatnot. But what a neat opportunity for folks to see that up close, right?
It really is, and it's just amazing to think that that really was the first producing well here. You know, it's funny, there were several wells, you know, drilled at that time, and we have that chronicled through, you know, kind of a walkthrough museum via, you know, old photographs, and that was provided by the North Dakota Historical Society from the Norseman Museum here in Tioga. It just is just fascinating to read the history of what has happened over the last, years of production here in North Dakota.
Pretty amazing. And also a barbecue. We got to eat, right, when we get everybody together. So I know you have plans for a big community barbecue, too.
We do. Halliburton, Capital Lodge, Baker Hughes Intech. We have different companies who are providing. Many member companies are bringing things. But the big thing is the big Halliburton barbecue semi will be here. We'll have games and treats for the children. There'll be a rock climbing wall, a inflatable bouncy house. So there'll be a lot of fun in the sandbox. We'll have a playground here because we do have a daycare on site at Method Consulting. But all of this is an opportunity, really, to say thank you to the state of North Dakota for all of the involvement, by the industry and also just by the public who have been patient with the industry and the ramp up of traffic and other parts of it.
Yeah, that's a very, very important point because while it's a huge, momentous historic occasion, when you think about the how rare this is to have a million barrels of production, it also obviously brings some impacts. You know that as a longtime resident of Tioga and neighbors that are enduring that change. It's change, right? Whether and change is always brings all kinds of different challenges. But I thought that was wonderful to include the thank you in this. And the rest of us, quite honestly, in every corner of North Dakota. Should be thankful when you look at the bottom line of what's generated in tax revenue and what it's doing for our national security and all the things, folks that live in the oil patch endure most of the challenges here, and the areas of the states are benefiting. So we do owe folks that live and breathe it every day a gratitude of thanks. So I think that's a great theme for the event and one that probably will be well received, won't it?
It really will be, and that is really what the Petroleum Council and the member companies really wanted to do. You know, as you speak about the national security issue, Scott, I'm in total agreement that, to me, that is the number one benefit of the impact of what a million barrels of oil a day, and it doesn't mean one day or 2 days. It means we have met that milestone, and every day of the year moving forward for years to come, that will be our benchmark, and that's a pretty exclusive club to be part of, to be in that million barrel club. It's quite remarkable what the resource here is in North Dakota, and that we responsibly extract this oil to generate a secure, free and world, and also a free United States.
So, folks, hope it's circled on your calendar. 11 a.m. is when the actual festivities start, but doors open at 10. And I understand you're doing a shuttle from the Tioga Farm Festival building, so you can park at the building there, which is on the west side of Highway 40, and then shuttle over to NASA Consulting Services, which is on the east side of Highway 40, and just on the north edge of Tioga on Highway 40. 10 a.m. doors open, 11 a.m. the welcome from all the dignitaries, and then the North Dakota Oil History Museum opens up from 11 to 3, the ribbon cutting, the air show, the flyby at 11:30, the community barbecue from noon to 2, and then all afternoon, noon to 3, the bus tours out to the first oil well, the air tours that are free, the warbirds on display, and we haven't mentioned it yet, but you have some entertainment with the Tin Star Band too, right?
We do. That's our local band here. They're great, and We're just glad to have some local entertainment.
What a celebration and a commemoration of a very important and historic milestone to be celebrated. And what a place to do it, where it all began, the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, North Dakota, way back how many decades ago. Who'd have thought when it all started? Pretty fun. Kathy, thanks for hosting this, and very much look forward to broadcasting live for the entire day tomorrow, or Wednesday, rather. We're looking forward to it.
I look forward to it, too. Thank you, Scott.
Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services, our guest on the program today. And thanks very much, Kathy. That's an exciting time. I hope folks have it on their calendar, and I hope you come take it in. I really want folks to see it. I mean, what a neat opportunity to get up there in the air and take a little air tour of it. And I think Kathy's right. When you see the rail loading facilities, you see the gas plant it has there, you see everything around there, you really get a sense of the level of activity that's happening. All right, last chance to weigh in on a Friday edition of the program next on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for that.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Normal or Nuts edition of a Friday, What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Looking forward to being at Tioga on Wednesday. We'll be there for the Million Barrel Celebration, broadcasting live. And then also on Thursday, so that would be the 26th, we'll be down in Watford City where their Centennial Celebration kicks off. So we're hitting the road whenever we do that. We're fueled by PetroServe USA. And we thank the good folks who connect North Dakota's Bakken fields with North Dakota's cornfields. The oil fields, the cornfields connected, and they help America fuel better, give you all kinds of choice at the pump by connecting those two. And they not only help you fuel better,
But you can also fill up the tummy, because they have a great deal. That 4 for $4, my all-time favorite specialty, hot stuff, personal pan pizza. I forget the number of the ranking that PetroServe USA has, but they sell a lot of PetroServe, hot stuff pizza at PetroServe USA locations. They really do. So when you're there, get yourself that 4 for $4 deal. It's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. It is two cookies of your choice. And I always highly recommend the oatmeal raisin, but they're all good. And the 20-ounce soda pop, 4 for $4. It's a great deal. PetroServe USA locations, find it from Mandan, Bismarck, all the way up to Bemidji, down at Wahpeton, of course, Castleton, Valley City, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, a lot of places. And when you're there, by the way, some other deals this month, Deli Express, char broil XXL with cheese, chicken with cheese, or the barbecue ribs, $2.99. You got a sweet tooth, the Hershey assorted minis with the York, the peppermint patty would be nice, $1.19. That's a great deal. Or the Jack Links, 10-ounce beef sticks for $1.09. All at PetroServe USA locations near you. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Last chance to get in here on the questions of the day. A lot of activity on our Facebook page on the IRS issue. Normal or not, the IRS losing Lois Lerner's emails. Ryan says, I'm thinking you're missing a choice of words. I'm thinking fraudulent is the word that needs to be used. Charles says nothing in that realm is lost. Messages would have to be removed intentionally at more than one level. People are not buying into the excuses from the IRS here. Todd, I find that hard to believe.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, Abigail says nuts.
Do you need to take your government-mandated nap?
Why? Am I being a little too cranky for you?
Ever since we introduced that onto the show today, I've just been sort of skeptical of everything in life now.
For our trucker friends, exactly right. By the way, ahead on the program, just a programming note here, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Monday on the program. An opportunity to just ask any questions about anything in the headlines, anything in the news, and, from flaring to... a million barrels and what that means and how long it'll last and all those issues. Welcome that. Also, Tuesday, a debate on the gay marriage ban legal challenge in North Dakota. We voted on it not all that long ago, but now folks want to take it to the courts. And so we'll have a debate with both sides on that as well on the program. And then we mentioned Wednesday, Tioga and Watford City on Thursday next week. So we're getting ahead of it. Somebody else wants to weigh in on the IRS. Sally, go ahead. Sally, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My comment is pretty brief today. I would just say that for this administration, considering its history with the people and with truth, I would say this is normal. The IRS losing emails key to an investigation, that's something normal for this administration. That's my comment.
So it's normal for them, nuts for the rest of us. Is that what you're trying to say, Sally?
Yeah, I think that's about. I think most of us who pay attention to this are pretty used to the kind of fabrications and the lies. This has been one big long lie from 2008 during the campaign. But I guess he has told some truth. He has said that he. Going to bankrupt the coal industry. I guess he's keeping that promise. But as far as trying to tell the truth about any of these, we haven't heard the truth about Benghazi yet, have we? So we haven't heard the truth about the VA yet. I think except where he's giving us his threats and ultimatums, we can believe those. But as far as somebody asking him questions, no. I think it's for him, it's normal to fabricate and prevaricate.
Thanks, Sally. Appreciate the call. Here's a call on a comment that came earlier from Adrian suggesting folks were being prejudiced on the heels of the president's visit. Response.
Yeah, my name is Tim, and I have a comment for What's on Your Mind program. The caller, Adrian, is exactly right when she speaks of the atrocities committed to the Native American peoples by the U.S. government. And that's a good lesson to all the people, and especially the U.S. government, that ain't look back and and acknowledge those atrocities that were committed, and before they presume to tell anybody else in the world how to run their country and government, they need to tend to their own business at home. Thank you.
All right, Tim, appreciate the call, and gosh almighty, we're out of time, Todd. The clock tells us we have a good 30 seconds to say happy Friday.
That's not the government telling us to take our mandated nap?
It's not come across the wire here for us radio types here yet, only if you're trucking.
Oh.
You mandated to take a nap, so why don't you get behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler, then you can have those naps all you want. All right, folks, we got to go. We'll see you Monday on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.